This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. It's been over a month since the federal government was last fully opened. In the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, nearly 800,000 federal employees are either furloughed or working without pay. And if the shutdown continues through the end of this week, federal district courts will run out of funds and federal employees will miss their second paycheck. The stakes are high, and the federal government is still struggling to reach a compromise. Over the weekend, President Trump proposed a deal that would provide temporary protection for DACA and temporary protected status, or TPS, recipients in exchange for more than $5 billion for a border wall and enhanced enforcement.
That is our plan. Border security, DACA, TPS, and many other things. Straightforward, fair, reasonable, and common sense. With lots of compromise.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would put the plan up for a vote this week. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has already called the proposal a, quote, non-starter. Her party is insisting the president reopen the government before any border security compromise is reached. In the meantime, Americans are still struggling to get by. Joining us to help us make sense of all this is Emily Cochran, a congressional reporter for The New York Times. Emily, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So this negotiation, if we can even call it a negotiation, that happened over the weekend, the president put forth his plan. The response was predictable from the Democrats. Is there any movement towards a compromise at this point?
That remains to be seen this week when lawmakers return to vote. But the plan was intended by Republicans as sort of an outreach to Democrats as a hope to getting some more moderates to maybe break from the party line. But so far, Democrats have pretty roundly criticized the plan. While the offer does extend protections to the Dreamers and TPS recipients, the president was the one who revoked those protections in the first place. So the offer isn't as appealing to them as some Republicans may have hoped.
I was going to say, it felt like the president was giving us something that was sort of already there and was just putting it back on the table.
That's definitely how many Democrats took it. And their argument remains that the government should be reopened before there's any kind of negotiation on border security.
Wondering also, what are the Democrats doing as a result? Are they sweetening the deal? I mean, they've added $1 billion of border-related spending to their part of the deal. What is the holdup there? Why was that not appealing to the president?
You're right. Speaker Pelosi intends to bring up her own legislation that includes an additional $1 billion for border security. It would have money for 75 new immigration judges and support staff. But without a border wall, without his ability to fulfill that concrete campaign promise that he spent the midterm elections touting across the country, the president isn't comfortable caving to that.
You know, I feel like one thing is to keep a campaign promise. Another thing is to essentially furlough, 800,000 people to fulfill something that right now it appears that the majority of the American public does not support. How does the party reconcile that?
It's true that broadly the border wall remains unpopular, but it appears that support among Republican voters, among the president's base, who for him are some of the most important voters out there, support for the wall among those people has hardened. There are several people who are saying, we want to see the wall. It's okay to keep the government shut down until you get that. It's a continuation of this ongoing debate where Republicans say, we need to have a border wall before the government is reopened. Democrats say we'll consider increased border security, not necessarily a wall, but increased border security if you reopen the government. Both sides are looking to the other to blink first. And 30 days in, it's still unclear who's going to make that first move.
We're also seeing TSA workers are continuing to call out. Do you expect that at some point, if this is not resolved, that we'll begin to see, we've seen a couple of federal lawsuits filed against the government because of shutting it down. Do you think that's going to increase?
Yes, I think we're going to continue to see everything we've seen over the last 30 days is just going to continue to build up and build up, and more people will continue to not come into work. There are other people who work for the government who will continue to try to find other means of income so they can continue to have a livelihood while the government is shut down. I think you're just going to see more and more of those stories as people try to figure out how to survive a shutdown that some people expected to happen, but did not expect to happen for this long. And it is only 25% of the government that shut down, yet we see so many widespread effects just from those handful of agencies.
Emily Cochran is a congressional reporter for the New York Times. Emily, thanks again.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.